Hello there, my name is Jessica, and this is the Sunshine Girl podcast. Now, on this podcast, we deal with everything, life and living it, personal development, relationship issues, and so much more. And so I'm hoping that you sit back and enjoy. A lot of this content has been repurposed from my YouTube channel. That's the Jessica OS channel. And it's repackaged and brought to you right here on your favorite podcast platform. And so sit back, relax, and enjoy. Every woman I know has been accused of giving someone blue balls. The phrase isn't intended as an insult, but rather a motivator, a last-ditch effort to continue what's happening. Please don't give me blue balls, is something a good majority of sexually active women have heard in their lifetime. So today, we tackle this conversation with my favorite primary care provider and advanced practice family nurse practitioner, Lily Harmon. Are men just creating excuses to have sex or find release, or are blue balls actually a thing? And if they are, what are some of the best ways to get relief, right? Guys, stay tuned to this one. It's going to be good. So really good to see you, and thanks for showing up on my channel one more time. The guys loved you, by the way. How are things going?
Thanks for having me. Great. I'm super, having a great
super,
time.
Super, super. Let's jump right in.
Let's do it.
So blue balls, let's talk about it. I mean, this is something that I personally have heard a lot in my lifetime, and sometimes it almost sounds like a broken record, right? You're having a fun time with a guy, and then next thing you know, oh, you know, blue balls. Is it actually a thing, or is it a myth? Is it an excuse that men use to sort of keep things going, you know, in the bedroom?
So there's actually some science to it. Blue balls is the slang term for what the medical community calls epididymal hypertension, which is basically, you know, tension in the blood, the veins that run in that area. And I'm thinking you probably have other questions related to that.
So. Absolutely. So it's just the way you mention it.
Epididymal hypertension.
I'm not sure if I can even, you know, get that going, but it's all good. So do the testicles actually turn blue? Is that where it gets its name from?
So they shouldn't. What men have described to me is that there is a discomfort when that is happening in the scrotum, in their testicles. There's a discomfort, there's some tension in there. The balls or the testicles feel heavy.
Okay.
It's just a lot of tension, stress in the testicles.
Okay.
And that happens because when a man is aroused, blood rushes to that area.
Okay.
And it is relieved by ejaculation. So when blood stays in that area for an extended period of time, there's, you know, tension in the veins and arteries in the area. This tension has the epididymal hypertension.
Oh, right.
And no, they don't turn blue. However, in the event that your testicles start to turn blue, there are occasions that we see blue.
Okay.
And that will happen if there is what we call testicular torsion. That is completely different. That's where the little sperm ducts get twisted on themselves, which it happens sometimes. And then they knot themselves up, and it's very painful. So if you have sharp pain, that bluish, purplish hint to your testicular area, go to your doctor. Wow. Don't wait on it. Don't try to. It needs to be looked at.
Right. Okay. But so what causes that? It's just the rush of blood into the testicles that causes the tension and inadvertently the blue balls, right?
Yeah.
That people experience.
Okay. That's an actual thing. It's not painful. It's uncomfortable just because the sack is heavy.
Did you say it's not painful?
It's actually not painful. There's no.
So guys have been lying to us women all this while.
Sorry, guys.
No, is that actually true?
there's no actual pain, because pain is related to the other one I talked about.
Right.
Testicular torsion is painful. That's without a doubt. Blue balls are, it's uncomfortable.
It's just
this heavy feeling because blood is in the area waiting for ejaculation. It's not happening. Time's like 2 hours, 3 hours, like, come on, you know.
Hmm.
It's released by that relief of coming, as it were.
Okay. How long does it typically last? I mean,
So, and I was talking to my urologist friend, basically, if you have that tension and nothing happens, or you don't get to have relations with your person and it goes on, you can just distract yourself or, you know, just fly solo.
Are there any symptoms that we're supposed to, like, that guys, you know, feel if they're going through that?
Yes, like I said, the heaviness is what many of my patients have described to me. Just like the balls just feel heavy. They're just hanging low, and it's uncomfortable because it's like hanging fruit. Mm. So I can only imagine. I don't have a pair myself, so I can imagine when it's heavier, hangs lower, and it's uncomfortable. But right. As far as pain, it should not be painful. If you are having pain, go to your doctor, please.
All right, so at this point, if there are any guys watching, and I'm sure all the guys are watching right now, let me know if you've ever experienced blue balls, for one, and if it's actually been painful for you.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Right? Because I want to, you know, test a little theory in studio today. So just let me know. Okay, that's great. What's the difference between blue balls and priapism?
So priapism is what happens when you have had an erection for too long. It is said that anything over 4 hours, you're stressing it. You're pushing it
too
far.
Some men have erection for 4 hours?
Yes. If when you
that cannot be relieved by, say, masturbation?
It should be able to be relieved by masturbation or sex, one form or the other. Mm. But occasionally, some people on certain medications will experience just an erection that won't quit.
Right.
And we've had a few come into the ER where we've had to literally go in and drain the penis of that blood so that it'll set back down, because it gets more and more and more painful as the hours go by.
Okay. So what are, the easiest ways to get relief if you have or you're experiencing blue balls? Because, well, now you're telling me that it's not painful as a lot of men would like us to think as
it's
women.
It's frustrating, I can imagine.
Yes, but certainly not painful. How can men get relief from blue balls, be it instant relief or just relief that, you know, comes with time and certain practices?
First off, it's what you can do yourself. Like I said, fly solo. Once the release has happened, everything just goes
calms
back
down
to normal. Mm. And another way that, and this was told to me by older men who are more mature sexually, are like, just take your mind off it and let everything just calm back down. Hmm. Distract yourself.
It's that easy?
Yes.
Some guys don't make it seem so.
Well,
I'm just saying.
You know. Men, we love you.
Okay. So masturbation.
Distraction.
Distraction.
Just calm yourself down. Sometimes the tension plus whatever the situation is adds to the whole drama of everything. Mm. So, you know, remove yourself from the situation. Just take a minute. Step away.
Will a cold compress or a shower work?
Yes, cold showers. Definitely cold showers.
Okay.
I've had a guy was like, tie one what? Just tie a penny to the head of your penis and let it drop.
What?
Yeah. I hear things.
You hang out with the weirdest people. But yeah, let's not even get into it. Okay. What about exercise? Would that help?
That will distract you, yes. That will be an excellent way to relieve. Or, yes.
Okay. Can women get blue balls?
Yes, technically. Because just like men, when a woman is aroused, blood will rush to that area. to increase sensitivity, to increase, like, get you ready for action. So there is a rushing of blood to the genital area to prepare you for the intercourse or whatever's about to happen. Mm. And again, the release or a distraction or stepping away from the situation, same thing. Is it uncomfortable? It's annoying when you're aroused, you're ready to go, and your partner's just like, not tonight.
Or can't get it up.
It gets frustrating. And you're just like, yeah. So there's for women, it's frustration. We don't have pain or discomfort like the men may have. But yeah.
Mm. And I've heard their names like pink vulva.
What was it?
like we don't call it blue balls for women. But there's like pink vulva. There's some other name that I came across. It's quite interesting. But I mean, that's not the center of the conversation. But like, yeah, probably blue vulva or something. I don't know.
Although if you say blue vulva, there's a blue waffle is that's something completely different.
Yeah, I think
that's
I know about that.
Disease. Yeah, that's not blue vulva.
Yeah.
Call it what you will. It's annoying.
Yeah. I can't even show that on screen because
it's
really bad.
That's a whole other disease.
Have you heard of any myths, really, surrounding blue balls that you think we can bust?
I am over 50 years old. Some days I think I've heard it all, but just when you think you've heard it all, someone walks into the clinic.
You're over 50?
Wow. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay. So, do tell. What are some of the things you're hearing?
And this is usually from, like, teenagers or the younger men who... some way, somehow, it's in their heads that it's a thing and they believe it. And it's like, you just tell her she has to do this. And no, she doesn't have to do anything. You can go take care of yourself. There's a bathroom right there. But yeah, men try to make it seem like, it's your fault. And if you don't let me do it, you're killing me. And
right.
That's not true. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So ejaculation is excellent. If you can ejaculate by yourself or with others, do it as often as you can, because there is some scientific proof that it improves prostate health.
Hmm. Does every man experience blue balls? Is this something that like almost everyone's gone through at some point in their adult life?
It's part of our anatomy. So whether they acknowledge or recognize it as such is another.
Right. Right.
But it does happen.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I hope you found this episode informational. If you did, please share it with another guy who needs to know the quick and easy ways to find relief so you don't have to bother your partner so much, especially if she's not, like, up for it. And, share it with someone else. Just smash the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, and I'll catch you definitely on the next video right here. Lily, thank you so much for making time. As always, we'll see you again.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Thank you so much for listening to the Sunshine Girl podcast. If you enjoyed it, make sure you share it with someone else who will find this information beneficial. I hope the conversations were great as well. And if they were, make sure you tune in again and subscribe to the channel. Turn on notifications so whenever I post a podcast, you're able to listen in and share once again. If you'd like to support this podcast, you absolutely can. You can become a supporter of this channel. Just search for it right here on this platform, or you can find me on Patreon at patreon.com/JessicaOS. I would absolutely love all the support that I can get. Thank you so much for watching and listening. I'll see you again soon.